Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports, man. I'm done discussing sports.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. So far, so good. We're a little over halfway into the show, and I'm not aware of any firings here yet or suspensions.
And my
Just
wife
be careful
answer.
What you say.
My wife answered.
Be careful what you say.
Steiny, stop. You would have been gone a long time ago.
Careful what you say.
If you worked in that
Keep
type
it positive.
Of
Dude. Must keep it positive.
I made it up.
Well, it's,
I'm just down on our industry, man.
Oh, see,
everybody
careful.
Wants some
this
drama.
Is what I'm talking about. You can't do this now.
Hey, I'm ready.
It's a tumultuous time.
Hey, Steiny and Evan, I'm ready. I can't bite my tongue, man. Stephen A. Smith was in a damn fight, had a conversation at the fight Saturday in Vegas, having a good time. And you got all these credible people making the video. He runs into Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco, just the three of them, and they're having a conversation. Nobody knows what it's about, but you got guys that I look up to, Marcellus Wiley, qualified guys, going all on the internet saying, Shannon, check Stephen A. There's problems.
Nice.
Then I went back and watched the video again, like, could he have really been getting at him? Stephen A. says, yeah, on his show. He was getting on me because I told him by September I'd have a six-pack. So they were talking about him not having the six-pack, but people just running with drama. I don't like that stuff, man.
You live for that stuff.
What are you talking about?
You live for that stuff.
I work with you.
You every morning I am inundated with texts and with images of you, like with, do you hear what happened to Joy Taylor? What about Shannon and the young girl? Hey, what is going on with Molly Quarum?
That's reporting the news and forwarding it. That's not me making it up. That's different.
It's the same.
Shannon and the young girl. Anyway.
I get all the, you know what? I get all the, like the controversies mixed up. Yeah. I don't know who did what or to whom. All right.
People ask them for Marcy, but they're going to be disappointed.
Oh, God.
You butchered that.
Yeah, you did. Hey, Goo, I'm going to be honest with you right now. Yeah. You got to be careful.
We know who the real soldiers here are.
You got to be careful
they
here.
Don't bite their tongue. Talk
to
management.
To be careful here. Jennifer Lee Chan, NBC Sports Bay Area, was on with the morning show. And who's going to quarterback this weekend for the Niners?
I wouldn't be shocked, no, because Brock is just one of those guys. I mean, watching him yesterday, he didn't do the rollout, but he was kind of doing it light on air. And my favorite story about Brock Purdy is back in high school, he contracted mono, and they wouldn't let him practice because he lost a ton of weight. But he did everything on air. So he is one of those guys who is thoroughly prepared, even if he's not in practice. he's just one of those guys that is a worker. And so even if he can't do the reps with his teammates, he's going to do it on air just to be in like motion, in practice, body memory. And so I wouldn't be surprised if he starts, and I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out there and looks like he did in week one.
So she thinks Purdy's got a shot at playing. Jennifer Lee Chan of NBC Sports Bay Area.
Well, this is what we do know, and this is how I live my life, and I'll share it with you all. Something's going on with the toe. The degree, I have no idea, but I do know it kept him out of one game. So, Steiny, I'm just looking at the Niner chessboard. We got a quarterback that looks like he can handle it. The worst case scenario, if he's the reason we lose, we're still 2-1. But JLC, and she's just reporting it, and I get it, and I love her. But, Steiny, at the end of the day, aren't you risking a little too much by just having him sit out 1 week? Like, think about it. I need you to think big picture. Not just Sunday.
I need you to get off it.
And you hate that they're doing that to Arizona. It's working. Come on. This is perfect Steiny.
See, this is what you do. You throw in a – it's working. You have no clue what's working and what's not working.
It's Thursday. I don't know if they know who's under center.
They're either going to have a limited quarterback who's pretty fast or a limited quarterback who's slow. That's who they're playing.
And he did a rollout. He ain't
on
slow,
air.
Slow.
He did a rollout on air.
No, I'm just talking about Mac Jones
mean,
and the speed.
Way?
I didn't get that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I didn't either.
People saying let Mac start. One person. Veggie. On the YouTube chat.
This is an easy one, and but this is where when you say, you know, backup quarterback's good. Or, you know, he got us through last week, so we're in pretty good shape with our backup quarterback. Like, to me, you could be in the greatest shape of ever with your backup, or you could have the worst backup in the history of backups. To me, the decision still has to be made independent of the backup quarterback.
All right.
If he's if he's ready and healthy, then go ahead and play him. If there's anything that's not there that may impact his mobility, then I wouldn't play him. It's like, to me, it's kind of simple. And if erring on the side of safety means you go with Mac Jones, then yes, I would probably lean in that direction because we're still very early in the season.
Give me a letter grade for this take, and I want an honest letter grade. Steiny, sometimes it's bigger than the game. If Brock Purdy goes out there and re-aggravates that toe and then misses 2 to 4 or 4 to 6 weeks, then what are you thinking to yourself about how you handled the situation?
Can't
live that way.
I can just tell you the way I view it, and it's very frustrating to me to discuss this thing, is because...
Because you crashed out.
It's very frustrating at times for me to discuss this because who is the person or persons determining how much time is the right amount of time?
I think it would be Brock because it's a pain tolerance issue, right?
But what if his mobility's limited?
Okay.
With a turf toe. You can't play him. If he's limited mobility-wise, I'm not going to play him.
I'm with you.
Okay.
So I feel like now I would bet you now that Mac Jones, I felt it in hour one. Now I just hearing you say that, Steiny, there's no way in hell Brock's going to go out there.
But I also don't, like, people who say, well, if he comes back, what if he comes back this weekend and then he re-injures it and it's
That's
2 to 4?
That's my concern.
Okay, and the way I always, what if he doesn't come back this weekend, comes back next weekend and gets hurt? Like,
but you would feel better that you gave it time to marinate the outset.
You are so wrong there.
Have you ever heard of the word rush?
Here's why I believe you're wrong.
Rush?
If Brock Purdy plays Sunday and gets hurt, Shanahan's going to take a beating.
No doubt.
And I'm telling you right now, if Purdy misses 4 games and comes back on game 5 and gets hurt, he's going to get hammered. Yes, he will.
But it's
because if he gets hurt on any first game back, everybody's going to assume he came back too early,
but
whether it was week one.
Is what you're underselling, the fact that they waited him out.
You will not give
that
him a pass.
That hammer will be light.
Light
as if you run him out here after 1 week when all the science tells you it's more than that. But Stoney, he'll be questioned, but the fact that you did your due diligence and it was
You didn't do your due diligence.
No, at that point, it just got away from you.
What's the magic number? 1 week?
No,
what's your magic number?
I thought it was 2-5. I'm going 2-4, 2-6. Ian Rappaport, Brian Baldinger, Lo Neal, guys that have had that injury that have played the sport on the NFL level have said, you know, this thing is tricky. So that's all I'm telling you.
I think
if he waited 3 or 4 weeks, people would be like, it was inevitable then, because at least you guys took three. You know, that's a long time to not play ball.
If
he re-aggravates it, it's one of those, well, it's like Durant.
If Purdy gets hurt on his first game back and it's a turf toe, you are absolutely going to kill Kyle Shanahan or the doctors
or
somebody. Let me be clear.
You don't know who I am.
If Brock Purdy gets hurt in his first game back, whenever that is, you will hammer Shanahan.
Not if he misses multiple weeks in between.
Well, it doesn't matter whether he comes back this week and gets hurt or comes back in 6 weeks and gets hurt. They were both too soon, apparently, right?
Yeah, but 1 week to 4 weeks is now the blame game, I think, goes out the window because you proceeded with the right caution, caution.
No, I disagree with that.
Evan, can you help us? Even if you disagree, but if Purdy comes back this week, 1 week off, re-aggravates it, I'm sure people are going to second guess. But if they kept him off 4 weeks, he comes back 5 weeks and gets hurt, I think it would be less.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it would be less, but I still think they'd get hit.
No, I don't think so. Like, okay, if George Kittle comes back from IR off his hamstring injury and pulls it again, did they hold him out? Or did they bring him back too soon?
That's like, my point.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but I just don't. I think in reality, I don't think it would come down like that. Because, I mean, I know. Because
IR you got to miss four.
I get that. Yeah. I get that. And as of right now, we're not talking about Brock Purdy on the IR, right?
Right.
We're just talking about, should he play this weekend, next weekend, or the next? I'm telling you right now that if he gets hurt in his first game back, then whether it's this upcoming week or in a month, people are going to be upset.
But do you remember the crossover Willard and Dibbs yesterday? You were adamant about just Ian Rappaport possibly, you know, getting this thing wrong. So if this guy comes back, Brock Purdy comes back in 1 week and were to re-aggravate that toe.
Okay.
What about if he comes back
in 2 weeks and he re-aggravates it? How are we going to be feeling?
I think it's lesser than 1 week.
What about 3 weeks?
I'm not saying it's not going to be lesser,
but I don't think for a minute if Purdy, you know, misses 3 games and then comes back, because I'll just say, well, maybe, why didn't they rest him 4 weeks?
Because the initial prognosis or diagnosis was 2-6, buddy. And you met the minimum requirement with 2, but coming back after 1 week or letting him come back, I think you're playing with fire. And it ain't even about the game.
That's the thing. This is what I mean about injuries. We know nothing about the injury. We don't know what playing with fire even is with Purdy.
Missing multiple weeks.
I mean, if he starts Sunday, are they playing with fire?
I think so.
Okay, what about next Sunday? But they're not playing with fire next Sunday. I mean, that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But you will give me this.
Probably not. Not right now. I'm defensive.
Yeah. We all would be surprised if number 13's out there this Sunday at the home opener. From what was told to us, I think you're lying.
I won't be surprised.
You think?
I won't be surprised. If Mac Jones starts, I get it.
No,
if Purdy starts, I get it.
Even after
I'm not going to be surprised.
Dropped that 2-6 weeks.
What Ian Rappaport saying 2-5 weeks is so irrelevant. I don't it's not even part of the conversation to me.
It wasn't by himself, other guys. Even Adam Schefter was saying they expect him to miss multiple weeks. And now just 1 week is
the only thing I think is that's official is Kyle Shanahan saying, a week ago that he might miss multiple weeks.
Right. Gotcha.
And then yesterday he said it's possible he could play this week.
Like, which was breaking
that's
news.
Those are the only assumptions I'm working on.
And I guess I took the initial report along with a lot of other people, but it doesn't matter. Like, okay, he's going to be out 2 weeks at minimum.
Well, that's what it should mean when you say a guy's out 2 to 5 weeks.
Right. And that it may be
should
that.
Mean that he'll be out at least 2.
Yeah. And then David Hernandez in the chat saying people deal heal faster than others. I get that. But I believe you're playing with fire if you allow him to miss 1 week and come back. Stan, what if he gets hit?
Gets hit in week 3?
No, hit on the toe. Something happens.
He's going to.
Oh, I'm just telling you.
Okay, so and that's what I'm getting at. If in 3 weeks somebody falls on his toe and gets hurt,
on the side of caution to have him miss 3 weeks.
Maybe 1 extra, maybe 4 weeks would have been the magic number. Like, I just have no idea what the magic number is. Where are 49er fans right now? But no, in terms of the general feeling, it's yes, I would just knowing what I know, which is nothing at all, I would probably start Mac Jones on Sunday.
Right,
that's what
that.
I would
right.
do.
So we're on the same page.
Acknowledging that I have no knowledge of anything, but I would start Mac Jones. Is that important?
No, you kind of said everything that you're kind of not wanting to say with that. When it's all said and done, Matt Steinmetz is going to err on the side of caution and give this guy another week off.
Yeah.
Yep. So we're on the same page?
No, we're not.
We're on the same page.
No, we're not.
Yep.
No, we're not. Because let's talk more about Brock Purdy. This is more Jennifer Lee Chan. She was on the morning show.
Nope, he looked normal. Like when he did the dropbacks, he looked normal. He just didn't do the rollouts. So walking, a little bit of jog, looks exactly like he normally does. So he wasn't limping at all, wasn't favoring that foot. But I think they're just being careful with those rollouts. It can be extra pressure on the toe. You don't want to re-injure or make it worse. So they don't want him to have any setbacks, so they're being careful.
He's not playing. He's not playing.
Do you think that the toe is wrapped up? Is there something on it?
You know what? Can you do me a favor?
I know you're no doctor.
If you're going to ask those
serious,
kind of,
yeah.
I'll be happy to introduce Ken or Evan into the show. Such a great questioner. I don't have any answers. Evan, help me here. He's got a question for you.
Do you think the toe has some device or something on it, or is he just in his socks and shoes and cleats?
Well, he wasn't wearing a boot on Sunday, so I think that probably is what would be considered a device, but like during the game, you probably wrap it. Yeah. I don't know.
We did that. Do you think he wraps it with like adhesive tape, or do you think he uses one of those Flexol things, the stretchy thing?
That's probably a lot of padding.
That's what I'm looking for. Okay. Thank you, partner.
Okay. Well, you never had a foot or a toe problem when you played. You know, you just put padding on it.
Blisters, about it.
Ooh.
Yeah. So like you stuff your sock and.
Yeah.
Pause.
Does that answer your question?
Damn it, Goo.
Yeah, I got Evan. I'm so sick of that.
He's not playing. He's not playing. This is one of those things.
Well, then that's what I've been trying to
get. Take it to the bank. And I'll tell you why.
B of A.
You know why? You know why he's not playing?
Fremont.
You know why he's not playing?
What?
Carl Malone. That's why he's not playing. Because Carl Malone made it clear. When you get a little older or you're a little banged up, it's easy to run straight ahead and straight back. It's hard to go side to side. He's not ready to go side to side yet, Brock Purdy.
He's a baby.
He's not ready to go side by side, side to side.
But your premise was older, Karl Malone. Brock's a young kid.
Is that because he's number 13?
Works with injury also. It works with injury, age and injury. What were you saying, Evan?
Give me the Francesco.
What I'm telling you is he's got turf toe. It is easier for him to run straight ahead and drop back in a traditional drop than rolling out. That's why they didn't have him rolling out.
Oh, okay.
But rolling out is a big part of his game. He didn't do that yesterday. He's not going to play Sunday. Take it to the bank.
Well, we've been telling you to take it to the bank.
No, you haven't. Not as strong as that.
You're welcome to the club.
No.
You just don't know how you got initiated. All right, Stoney. He's not playing. That's how
he's not. He's not playing.
All right.
He's not playing. Why would he?
My man, now I'm getting warm inside.
I'm halfway saying, like, I'm ready to say, just get all. What, he shouldn't play. You know why?
Hello?
They can beat the Cardinals with a backup.
You would think.
Actually, I was kidding.
No, I just.
Like, I was waiting. I actually don't think.
I saw the Carolina Panthers give the Arizona Cardinals. That's the new NFL in any given Sunday. Al Pacino and Jamie Foxx. Stoney, I mean, anything can happen. They played the Saints. Saints had a chance to beat Arizona. Arizona on the road.
Saints had a chance to beat the Niners.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, you're right there.
Yeah, same game. Same game. One score games.
I can't get over 1.5. If even, well, 2.5.
Are you upset because they don't seem to think the Niners are as good as you? Because they're building a bully now with Salah.
Dude. But the L I took today was thinking Salah was with Aaron Rodgers. It felt like that was the reason he lost his job. Let's just say he was in trouble before this. 4 years. Damn it. It didn't feel like it, man. Thank you.
I'm with
dude,
you.
Dude, I just, that's like I why said, Adam I... was like, dude, what are you on?
I'm
he had
you.
Ample time.
I'm with you.
I'm like, oh, man.
I thought he was basically hired by the Jets on a Thursday and fired on a Tuesday.
Yeah. But I'm going to stand by this. If this defense, let's just, I know I'm being proactive. If this defense continues to pop and these youngsters in year one and these two-year players – and this defense is a problem, and they have a playoff game, and we're singing the praises.
We're already talking about a playoff game.
I'm just in this scenario, Robert Saleh's back in the line of being a head coach. Now, that's a different story, but don't get it twisted. This would be a hell of a job. There are a lot of youngsters on a defense that was a mess.
They played two games.
No,
chill.
I get you. No, I'm going on last year.
How many points? What's the over-under on this game, do we know?
I'm a guess it. I don't know. I'm saying 43. Tell me I'm wrong.
It's going to be over that. I think it's going to be over that.
I'm going to look now.
It's got to be higher. It's 49. Yeah, 48.
Well, they scored 26 and 17, the Niners, two games. 26 against the Saints, 17 against Seattle.
Remember when the 49ers apparently had a thing with mobile quarterbacks? Is that gone away now?
Well, listening to Bosa, they got a new plan. So
where was that sound? I couldn't find that sound.
I read on NBC Sports Bay Area. I was like, let me see what Bosa said today. And I was kind of excited.
Well, that's something that I know we've only been working together for 8 years, but that's something that if you found that interesting, you could point Evan in that direction or yourself, and then I could push a button, and we could actually hear.
I sent you a personal text with that.
What?
With the Bosa stuff, just to say, hey, do you want to get into it? And you were in one of your moods, and everybody knows what that means.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
And we all.
Hey, I'll tell you what get ready for this, baby.
I'm looking for an over-under. Go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll save it for the other side.
45 and a half. I was off.
So 45 and a half.
Yep.
So 26-20 gets it done.
That's a lot.
26-20.
They scored 26 just last week.
Oh.
Cardinals.
I think the Cardinals are going to score more than more than the Seahawks scored. They're going to score more than 21, I think. What about you?
I think it's going to be low score. I see 17-13. 2017. I see one of those.
All right.
23-20.
Now we're getting close, though.
Yeah, but no cigar.
Hashtag random from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. I didn't get a chance to weigh in on JK yesterday, and I got to say that he needs to fire his agent. I believe it's the agent, and he's digging in his heels.
Can we just do this? I know we're up. I'll tell you on the other side. A lot of people are saying that.
Yeah. Well, he...
That can't be good.
This Sunday, your tailgate destination, let me tell you where it's going to be. Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Our pregame show starts at 10 o'clock. Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings will have all the games on at 10 o'clock in the morning in the parking lot. Great food, great drinks, and it's where you want to watch all the games. And if you're going to the game, check this out. Just go to Laughing Monk Brewing and get on the shuttle. It costs $25. Go have a couple pops at Laughing Monk. Pay $25 and take that shuttle to and from the stadium. Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway. It's right near the stadium, and it's where Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal are going to be doing the pregame show. That segment also brought to you by Ceramani Ford. Shut up, Evan. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.